See, the Lord's telling us in these last days there's going to be signs in the heavens. I mean, one of the signs in the heaven now that's so amazing is that big white cross with the blue trail that's coming into our galaxy. I mean, I've seen that thing. I mean, the pictures of it. It's awesome to see this big white cross that is, it's amazing. And as it travels through, it leaves some kind of a blue dust trail behind it. I don't know how many miles, but you can bet it's a lot. This thing is coming through the galaxy, you know, and you that we can see it with telescopes. I think, wow, that's awesome. It's a beautiful thing. Now, I don't think it's going to hit the earth. I don't think they think it's going to hit the earth. But if it did, we're in big trouble. We're in big trouble, you know. So, but the Lord tells us that in the last days we're going to see these great miraculous signs in the heavens. And of course, one of the really great miraculous signs in the heavens right now is Planet X. You know, this thing getting closer to us and closer to us all the time. And we know that this Planet X, of course, you know, most people never heard of Planet X. You know, I've told many a person in the last 6 months about Planet X, and almost none of them have ever heard about Planet X. But we found Planet X in 1982 or 1983. NASA did, but it hit four, five, or six major newspapers for one day, and then it was taken out, and boy, Washington put a top secret on that thing, and NASA was to tell nobody about this thing. Now, I wonder why. I mean, wonder what do you think that would do if people, what if we had told people that there is a planet coming into our galaxy that's going to go between, supposedly, out there somewhere between Neptune or Saturn or wherever it is way out there for the big ones, and it's going to be that far away, but by being that far away, it's still going to have it's so big that it's already having an impact on those planets. And they're wavering or wobbling in their planets and their orbits. But if it comes, just like the guy said on Fox News, this guy was on Fox News about a year ago. About a year ago, there was a man on Fox News that was talking about Planet X. I mean, did anybody see that a year ago? Anybody remember it? Nobody. Okay, well, a year ago, there was a guy, I don't know, a scientist or whatever he was, and he was on there for 30 minutes or a long time. And it was very interesting to me. They're talking about this planet that's coming into our galaxy that's going to cross. And he said that, you know, they believe that this thing only makes this lap through our galaxy every 3,600 years. And it's on a path now. It's coming back through again. And he said if this thing goes between whatever it was, Neptune, Saturn, whatever it was out there, it's so big and so powerful, it's going to have a tremendous effect on the earth with this magnetic pull. And I'm thinking, wow, maybe that's what's causing the magnetic North Pole to move. I mean, every year as a pilot, you know, you realize that the North Pole is moving. Like 5 years ago, it only moved 5 miles closer to Russia in a year. Somebody said, well, what's 5 miles, you know? But that's, it moved. You know, and the next year it used about 7 or 10. The next year it moved about 15. Last year it moved 37 nautical miles in 1 year. 37 miles closer to Russia. There's something happening, folks. And somebody said, well, you know, why get excited about this? I'm telling you, it's one of the signs in the heavens that's confirming that Jesus is coming. You know, that's one of the signs. And we need to be hysterically happy about this. Praise God. Lord, if these things come, I mean, in fear, I mean, as children of the King, do y'all not think God's big enough to take care of us? I mean, so we need to know about these things, but we shouldn't be in fear. Now, some people in the church get in fear. You mean there's a planet coming here that could have a tremendous effect upon us? Yeah. Yeah. A tremendous effect. And in fact, I want to go to Isaiah 24, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I want to show you the effect that this thing could have on you. I want you, then we'll come back here to Luke 21. I want you to see in Isaiah 24, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I don't care, King James, NLT, whichever one you want to put it up there, Dave. Look what it says in verse 1 in Isaiah 24. I asked this question to a lot of people, a lot of scholars in seminary and everywhere else, and I've never gotten a good answer from this, but now I think I know what this means. It says, behold, the Lord makes the earth empty. the Lord does what? He makes the earth empty. Does that mean really what it says? Empty? That means that most of us are going to be gone. Okay, the Lord makes the earth empty and he makes it waste and he turns it upside down. You know, I mean, I remember two or three people in seminary that I asked these questions and they said, well, Thurman, that's just he's just a figment of your imagination. He's just saying he's upset with sin and so these are the things he's going to do, you know. I said he says he's going to turn the world upside down. No, Thurman, you know that could never happen. Well, I know the one that could do that. You know that? I know the one that created and made this thing. And if we tick him off enough, he could turn this booger upside down. You know that? Bill, do you believe he can turn it upside down? Just like that, yeah. But he said right here in his word, behold, the Lord make the earth empty. He makes it waste. He turns it upside down. And he scatters abroad the inhabitants thereof. So what if he speeds this thing up a little bit and everybody goes slinging off into outer space? Hey, would it be a good time to know Jesus?
Amen.
Would it be a good time to know his word?
Yeah.
Lord, you promised to protect me. Oh, there's one of my children. There's one of my little children down there that studied my. Well, okay, snatch her right out. I'll take care of her.
Amen.
Now, do you want to be one of those kind? Ooh, do you want to be grumbling and complaining when he comes? Lord, what are you doing here? He said, but you read my word? I said, I'm going to make the earth empty. I'm going to make this thing stagger like a drunkard. I'm going to turn this thing upside down because of sin. I'm going to make it waste. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? He said, you keep talking like that, you're going to die with the rest of them. But if you studied my word and read my promises, is that what he says, Tom? So if we have studied his word and we know his promises, do we have any fear?
No.
Absolutely not. The one that's going to do all this, he's our king. He's in control. There ain't two gods, there's one. And he's in control. But like I say, I ask a lot of people about that and right there and a lot. I've never gotten an answer from anybody that it means exactly what it says. But now then that I know this planet X is coming in, that could very well be what God's going to use to do this very thing to this planet. Now then, when's it going to happen? We don't really know. We don't really know. But a lot of the estimates are that this planet will be here in December 2012. Now, from what I've seen and some of the things I've studied, and I forget that guy, that scientist, McCaney, I believe is his name, I believe McCaney, his website, I believe he's the scientist that covers this better than anybody I've ever seen, and he talks all about this thing, and he tells us that, I think he says by May or June, whatever it is, of 2011, we will be able to see Planet X if you're at a certain place on the Earth. Right now, the only place you can see it really good is from the South Pole. That's where you have to be to see it due to the path it's making coming down low. But he says after 2011, after May, if you're at certain places on Earth, you should be able to see it and tell that it's bigger than a normal sized star. You should be able to see it, and it's just a little circle out there, but you'll be able to see it. But he says by December the 21st of 2012, as it passes at its closest point, it will be bigger than the moon. Although it's going to be out there somewhere between Neptune and Saturn or whatever it is. That's a long ways out there. Now, you know, Saturn is a whole lot bigger than the Earth, and you can't see it without a telescope. But if you're going to be a planet that far away, and it's going to be out there, and it's going to be as big as the moon, that booger's going to be a big thing. Big. And the magnetic pull of that thing is going to be astronomical. And he says, now this scientist, I mean, you know, he knows a whole lot more about this than I do. I'm just repeating what these scientists say. They say that if this thing goes by out there and we happen to be on the backside of the sun, then the chaos it's going to create on the Earth will not be totally, completely catastrophic. It's going to be devastating. It's going to cause all kinds of problems. It's going to cause humongous earthquakes. It's going to create tremendous storms, wind in excess of 200 miles an hour, all kinds of things. And God's bringing all that as a judgment upon this world. But he said, if we happen to come all the way around the sun, on we're on this side and it's out here, then he said it's going to be catastrophic. He said very possibly, almost 100% sure, that the world will wobble and flip upside down and change its magnetic poles at some given point. Well, this would be a good time to be a Christian. This would be a very good time to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, now, as God's children, do we have anything to worry about? Not a thing. The King, He's going to take care of us. You don't have to be afraid. You know, no fear. But we do need to know what's going on. Did God promise to do these things in the last days?
Yeah.
Did He tell us this in Luke? Did He tell us these things were going to happen? Yeah, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, He told us. Now let's go back, Dave, where we was in Luke 21:12, and let's start there again. But before all this occurs, there will be a time of great persecution. Uh-oh. I mean, that's got to be a long ways off. There ain't nothing happening to the church. The church is not under no kind of persecution today, is she? Oh, just yesterday in Nigeria, a group of Muslims come into a town down there at 2 o'clock in the morning and started shooting guns. And the people didn't know what was going on, so they all woke up and run outside, many men and women and children. And when they did, they started hacking them to death with the machetes. And last night, they killed over 200 men, women, and children, Muslims did, in that little town in Nigeria, because they were Christians. That's the only reason that they died, because they were Christians. Isn't that something? Over 200. The church is not undergoing any persecution, is it? We don't see too much in America, do we? It's just getting worse every day. The ACLU has just filed a lawsuit to take the crosses off of every grave in America. What are we going to do? Are we going to stand up, or are we going to be gutless and let them do this? Well, let me tell you, I'm going to tell them what I think a few weeks when I get to Washington.
Amen.
I'm going to tell them what I think about the ACLU, and I tell the ACLU, if they don't like the way we live in America, then they need to go to a country that lives like they want. But we don't believe in their ways. We believe in Jesus Christ in this country. We speak English in this country, and if you don't like it, then go somewhere else. Get out of America. We don't want you.
Amen.
You know? And what we may have to do to get rid of them?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, A Great Earthquake is Coming, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.